You're listening to SBS News.
Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has told the United States that attempts by the West to punish a nuclear power such as Russia risked endangering humanity. On Telegram, Mr. Medvedev wrote that punishing a country with one of the world's largest nuclear potentials is absurd and could threaten humanity's existence. Russia and the United States control about 90% of the world's nuclear warheads, with around 4,000 each in their military stockpiles. Meanwhile, General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces spokesperson Alexander Stupin claims Russia's soldiers are getting drunk, causing serious incidents.
In Russian units operating on the territory of Ukraine, total drunkenness is recorded.
Russian troops have now been banned from buying alcohol in some regions of partly occupied territories in Ukraine, allegedly after several car accidents, firearm violations, and other incidents were recorded. Mr. Stupin says Ukrainian forces have pushed back Russian units advancing towards Slovyansk.
In the Slovyansk direction, the enemy is trying to improve the tactical position and create conditions for an offensive in the direction of Izyum-Slovyansk. The occupiers advanced in the direction of Dufenki and Mazanivka. They were repulsed by our soldiers and retreated with losses.
He also claimed that Ukraine's military repelled Russian attacks on a town and village north of Kharkiv and just kilometers away from the Russian border. Mr. Stupin did not say if alcohol played a part in the retreat, but Russia's military has hired a Santa Claus impersonator to enforce the liquor ban in Mykolaivka and Rozdol. The ban includes the purchase of beer, a beverage whose manufacturing process includes the use of grain, which is currently blockaded in the Black Sea. President Vladimir Putin has met with the general director of the United Grain Company, Dmitry Sergeyev, who reported on payments in rubles for Russian grain.
The company devotes a lot of attention to foreign trade. Our main client is probably Egypt. We are transitioning to payments in national currency with our partners from friendly countries. Thus, we have already several contracts signed with our Turkish partners. Last of them in March of this year, the payment will be made in rubles, a total of 3 billion rubles.
Ukraine and Russia together produced almost a third of the world's wheat and barley and half of its sunflower oil in 2021. Various UN agencies have warned that the military operation in Ukraine has disrupted global supply chains and the price of grain across the world. This comes as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's political career hangs by a thread at home, but on the streets of Kiev, Ukrainians say they want the man they affectionately call Johnsonyuk to stay. Dmitry Usikov is a donut and hot dog vendor who hopes to devote a dish to the British Prime Minister.
If it is possible, then it would be superb. I would make two dishes. One would be his favorite donut, and another one will be his favorite hot dog. But we need to ask him.
Mr. Johnson has visited Kiev twice since the invasion began in February and has lent his name to a creamy cake resembling his chaotic blonde hair in a trendy cafe and is the subject of both street art and gallery paintings. His premiership is at risk after the resignation of more than 40 ministers and officials over a series of scandals involving alleged dishonesty on Mr. Johnson's part, which has seen his approval ratings fall dramatically. Nonetheless, Ukrainian actress Katerina Chikina says the British Prime Minister is a cutie.
It's a shame because we need as much support for the country as possible. If there are influential politicians abroad, we need them. We don't want to lose him because he really helps us. He is a cutie.
Russia has continued its strikes on civilian facilities with the latest, the aerial bombing of a national teaching university in Kharkiv. Also hit was a building where military registrations take place. One person died, three were injured, including a toddler. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainians will not give up in their fight for the Kharkiv region, with foreign-supplied weapons making their mark. In the Mykolaiv region, two people have been killed and eight injured in shelling. Mykolaiv's governor, Vitaly Kim, says a hangar where agricultural production was stored was a target for the Russian army.
To date, 6,683 building objects have been damaged or destroyed, of which 4,362 are residential buildings. And at the moment, 97 building objects do not have an electricity supply, water supply, and drainage, but we are working on their restoration. These shelled villages are close and in-depth and on the line of contact. For example, one person died when a rocket hit an agro-industrial enterprise. Grain was stored there, and the watchman died.
Mr. Kim says 30 missiles were fired at Mykolaiv over the past week.
If you look at the last week, 30 missiles were fired, and some of them were shot down by the air defense system. But the targets of the attacks were a cultural center in one of our micro districts, as well as an agricultural warehouse and the building of the Bashan administration. In other words, these are all civilian buildings.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.